At Optavia, our mission is to offer the world lifelong transformation, one healthy habit at a time. The following audio contains a personal testimonials of independent coaches and clients within the Optavia community. Their results are based on the unique experiences of their journey. We cannot guarantee like or similar outcomes. We hope these stories inspire you to continue your journey with or join Optavia, but please note that they have not been verified and your individual path to optimal health will vary. As always, it is our recommendation that you speak with a healthcare provider prior to beginning your journey with Optavia. Additionally, this audio may contain income or earnings representations of some independent Optavia coaches. The stories shared reflect the unique experience of a very small percentage of Optavia coaches and should not be relied upon by prospective or current Optavia coaches as an indication of what they should expect to earn. We cannot guarantee financial success. Success with Optavia results from successful sales efforts which require hard work, diligence, skill, persistence, competence, and leadership. Please see the Optavia income disclosure statement for statistics on actual earnings of coaches.
Welcome everybody to our Monday night Optavia business call. I want to first welcome all our first-time viewers. This call is designed for anyone that's interested in improving their health and their life and are excited about reaching out and then helping others. So tonight we're going to focus on something that's really important, kind of the lifeblood of our business, and that are our events. You know, whether our events over the last year have been virtual or some of the events now moving into the summer are going to be actual and a hybrid with a combination, our events really connect us. You know, the Optavia community is a vibrant, growing community of people that are focusing and organizing their lives around what matters most to them. And one of the neat things about that is we create better health and well-being for people. It's an opportunity for us to come together and really sense and understand the community, our mission, talking about the skills that we can acquire and learn to become better at attracting as well as helping people both integrate their health and integrate their lives. So tonight we're going to focus on that. We're going to focus on creating really momentum and energy into events. And with two events relatively looming on the horizon here, one in May, and then of course our national convention in July, I'm going to bring on Integrated Presidential Director, Kristen Dowd, to start this off. So Kristen, how are you tonight?
I am doing great. We've got a lot of storms here in Dallas. So if you hear thunder or a big dog freaking out, that's why. So
and the hungry kids, don't forget the hungry kids.
I've got kids asking for dinner. That's, you know what, guys, that's part of my story. That is part of my story with Optavia events, actually. The very first event I could attend was an incentive trip on a cruise ship. And let me tell you, as a mom with young children, I had every excuse in the book why I did not plan to go on this incentive trip. I was busy with children's schedules. I don't do boats. I had no interest in hopping on a boat. Dr. A is going to hate me saying that because he loves boats. I actually, at the time of that incentive trip, had these kind of superficial excuses, but I was also married to an active addict at the time. And it was very hard logistically for me to leave my children. I had to schedule grandparents to watch them and I had to schedule rides to school. And it was really hard. And the easiest thing in the world to do was to tell my mentor and coach, sorry, I can't go. I'm not going. And let me tell you, I did that for like 3 weeks. And finally they convinced me to go and everything changed. My business was fine. It was that F word. It was fine. It was good. It had been exciting, but I was really kind of capping myself out. I went on this trip and it was like the floodgates opened, the emotions, the connection, but most importantly, I broke that routine of not believing in myself. I did the scary thing, which I know some people would say, you know, going on a trip's not scary. It's really scary as a mom who's got young kids, who's never left the country, never left her children. That trip showed me that I could do something. I could do something and I could change people's lives. And what was so cool was that my tribe changed from carpool lines and children to this big, crazy group of dreamers who want to change the world. And I realized I wasn't just an island anymore who had these visions and these dreams and wanted to change people's life. There was a whole cruise ship full of these people. And that was just a portion of it. So I got on that trip all by myself, all alone. And I left that boat with friends, with mentors, with dreams, with business plans, learning about other teams and learning what makes people successful, but actually just feeling the heart of Optavia. That was really what it was. And for me and my business, I worked incredibly hard and was able to really grow a phenomenal business with a ton of wonderful coaches and clients who are changing the world. And it was all about that trip. And kind of a full circle moment was last week we were in Fort Lauderdale for a team event. And the last time I had been in Fort Lauderdale was right before we got on that boat. And I wrote myself a letter. I wrote myself a letter from today to that girl who was so incredibly terrified to go on her first Optavia event, and just reflected on what has happened in the 2 years since then. And I decided to share it in front of 60 of my team members, standing on a stage, something I never would have thought I could do. And it all started because of that event. And I wrote down the quote that has stuck with me really in relation to how Optavia has fit into our life. It's a quote from Maya Angelou, and it's, "I've learned that people will forget what you said, people will forget what you did, but people will never forget how you made them feel." All of these amazing events, guys, and this is going to kill some of the planners who put these together. We learned so much, but what I remember is how I felt on those trips. How Jen Jones made me feel welcomed, how Pat Schatzline prayed over me, how Dr. Anderson talked me through my divorce proceedings. Like, that's what these events are about. And sometimes when we are so stuck and working hard and focused on our family and focused on our clients, getting around this other group of people to kind of recharge our batteries and find our people again, that means the world. And so these in-person events may seem inconvenient at first. Once you go on these events, your life is going to change and you're going to realize what the mission of Optavia is. Now, through COVID and with our unprecedented growth over this past year, a lot of y'all have never had the opportunity to do a live event. So we've done some of these virtual events. And coming up for convention, we're going to have a virtual opportunity. We have a virtual opportunity in May. Y'all, that is when you can dig in and drill down on skill sets and mindsets in what I think is more of a quiet space in your home. We have a lot of really social coaches and we want to talk and we want to be together. But there's something really sacred and special to me about our virtual events, because you can really focus. You can have your pen and your paper. You can have a quiet space. And you can honestly watch some of these recordings when you think, hey, that's a concept or skill set or mindset that I need to review again. I think that one of the most beautiful things to come out of the quarantine and the pandemic has been the way we pivoted and have some very, very, very effective virtual events for coaches who might not be able to make it to live events or choose not to make it to live events. The virtual events to me are a neat time to just kind of disconnect from crazy family life and really pour into our business. They are what I think elevate us from a skill set perspective. So Dr. A, that's what I've got for tonight. I just want to encourage everyone to show up on these events, no matter how hard it is to get things scheduled and get logistics taken care of. Your business, your life will change when you realize you have a tribe that is behind you and that is supporting you, and you are all working towards a common mission. I feel like people are crazy not to join us once you felt the way you feel on an event. It makes your business growth so much easier.
Great, Kristen. Thank you for sharing. And it's so important. And really, the live events, which are starting to come back now, are going to be so much fun. I know many of us are very anxious to be together. And, you know, we'll talk more about it tonight and then on the second call. But the reality is the May 15th event is kind of a connector, right, for that, to really get us honed in, going in. And because, remember, National Convention is later this year, it's at the end of July, we want to really have that event in the middle to kind of catapult us, put us in momentum. And Kristen, thank you so much. So after this, go feed your kids, quiet the dog, and smile that we have such a great thing called Optavia. Thank you so much for your help tonight. It was awesome. I'd like to move over to Integrated Presidential Director, Ed Loof. Ed, how are you doing tonight, buddy?
I am excellent. Thank you, Dr. A. Kristen, that was phenomenal. So good. And so I agree. I think, you know, in this past year, we've done so many virtual events, and I'm just so excited to get back to in-person events. There's things I love about both. But, you know, I think with virtual events, I was just, you know, we've always used Zoom and webinars and a lot of these technologies. But I think, you know, in the last year, a lot of people were challenged with some of those things, and they were forced to overcome it. Right. And I see more older parents and grandparents, you know, Zooming and things like this. And so I think we continue to kind of move the dial on the both the quality of the virtual events and the content, and really, you know, set a high bar. And so I love virtual events. I think, you know, registering and getting to these events and trainings are so important. But with virtual events, you know, you pick up, my belief is I pick up a lot of skill set and so forth. But if you just take that study guide and put it under your pillow and never put it into action, then, you know, attending is only the first step. And so really, you know, you have to do the work. And so it's so important. But virtual is a great opportunity. My favorite is physical. So I will have been coaching 2 years this Memorial Day. But I think, like a lot of people, I suspect, you know, my wife started coaching before me and before I joined her. And so she'll be coaching 6 years. And so her first event, if it wasn't for a convention she went to and got to hear, you know, a person share a story that she could relate to and really, you know, just absorb that and make a decision that she wanted to do more. She wanted to help more people, impact more people. And she came home and discussed this with me. And, you know, I was like a lot of people, I was a recovering skeptic, and I was supportive in her decisions. And she decided to go all in and do this. And I was supporting her. And so if it wasn't, you know, for her attending that first convention, you know, we wouldn't be where we are. But so, you know, I kind of took a different track, similar to Kristen's. My first in-person event was also an incentive trip. But it was, you know, through these first few events, you know, that incentive trip that I got to have a conversation with Nick Johnson. And, you know, I was kind of like checking off these mental boxes. And my second event was Sundance. And I got to, you know, meet with you, Dr. A, and have a conversation and see not only, you know, your passion and commitment in you know, what you in your message and this mission, but just experience that in person. And I think it's easy to kind of, you know, forget that with all we do in social media and you know, Zooms and you know, being able the flexibility that coaching affords us to, you know, be able to coach in pajama pants on a Tuesday afternoon. And so you know, I used to have a corporate job, and so I was checking off a lot of mental boxes. And it was in these events and then my first convention that I got to see, we talk about the community, and I got to hear and speak to and interact with these people. And I was like, wow, this is really a mission that I can get behind and, you know, hitch my wagon to, so to speak. And so that's when I really made the decision, like, okay, you know, let's do this. I want to join you in this. Put me in, coach. I'm ready. So, you know, I think that was so important. But just, I think my takeaways in all of these is, you know, attend any event you qualify for, be intentional, be present. And then you got to do the work, right? You're not going to achieve your goals by accident. And so you have to, you know, take the skills, these things you acquire, and then put some effort behind it. And that's what I got to share. Thank you.
That's what I got to say. All right, buddy. Thank you so much, man. Can't wait to see you. Yeah. All right. I'd like to move out to the other coast to Marcus and Jen Jones, Integrated Presidential Directors as well. How are you guys tonight?
We're good.
I mean, based on what we're hearing on other people's weather, West Coast is best coast, but I didn't really want to go there because I do love my fellow coaches that are Central and East. But I got to tell you, Dr. Anderson, events shifted the trajectory of our lives. of our home, of our family, of our dreams, of the legacy that we're leaving, because it was at an event that we made the decision to become health coaches. So they're pretty powerful. They're quite transformative.
They really are. There's a huge power in connecting to events. I think about it this way. It's kind of like setting aside dedicated time so that I can sharpen a dedicated mind. Mm-hmm. So it's like I turn down the volume on all of the other distractions that might be around in any other given day so that I can turn the volume up on my growth.
Yeah, if you want, like if you're listening in, we're talking to the right crowd because you came on tonight, right? So if you want to grow your life, your personal life, if you want a healthier body, mind, soul, finances, if you really want to grow this thing, if you really are like, yeah, I want to help people, you have to get to an event because it really is there that you can dedicate the time to sharpen your dedicated minds.
And the thing is that some of the greatest lessons in life are caught. They're not taught. For a lot of years, I thought to myself, wouldn't it be cool to go in and like study and learn about the Great Wall of China? It's like this cool thing. You can see it from space, all these other things. But the greatest impacts are caught. They're not taught. It was in 2018. I actually went to Beijing, China with my 13-year-old daughter and we stood on that thing. And I'm telling you, all the books didn't do it justice. All of the other, you know, everybody else's commentary is okay, but it's caught in the moment. And that's kind of what coming to an OptiVia event is like. You catch it, you experience it in a powerful way.
Yeah, and we've been able to attend many in-person events and that is super powerful. And I remember back to that first one and like experiencing it and catching, not really totally knowing what I was like signing on, like swiping my credit card for. I remember just telling the coach, yeah, because so I caught something there. I caught inspiration. I caught hope. I caught, I'm trying to think of the leadership, like the heart. And honestly, I caught some like tangible action steps there. And I think I agree with Ed of all the people all over the world, if I can say, who's doing virtual really well, it's us. So you will catch quite a bit sitting behind your screen because it's just impossible to not catch the life and the hope that's happening through OptiVia and how lives are being changed. It will be contagious whether you are registering for the virtual event that's coming up or you're attending in person in July. You're going to catch some great things.
Well, that's the thing is that when I actually will activate my own personal momentum when I put myself in a position to be poured into, no matter what that interface looks like, whether it's live or at a virtual event. So I like actually level up my perspective when I am around other people, other input. I've allowed myself to be poured into by other people that maybe see something that I've been blinded to. My perspective goes up. Or maybe my expectations level up when I'm being poured into by someone or some group of people that are actually living out a purpose or a dream that I would like to see happen in my life. I level up in that area. Maybe I level up in my skills because I'm around somebody that's more skillful than me in a particular way. This is the power of putting yourself in a position to be poured into. We activate our momentum as people. That's the power of events.
Yeah, I would say to all three of those things, perspective, expectation, and skills, I have been truly impacted and changed where it shifted me in those areas for the better, caused trajectory of the people I'm serving to be better, my home to be better, obviously our health to be better, the legacy we're leaving to be better, because I heard from people who had gone before me that knew things that I didn't know, that both challenged me, but inspired me because it was all, the truth was given in such, with such grace and love that it was compelling. My expectations for our life. I mean, I thought we had been dreamers, but I gotta tell you, ain't nothing like being at an event that's gonna cause the volume to turn up on the dreams. And beyond just the dreams, you will get the skill sets to be able to take the actions that will cause those dreams to actually come to pass. So I'll see you guys at all the events.
We'll see you
and
there.
I can't wait to see you, Dr. A, because I get to be there in person. So I'll see you in July. I'll see you this coming week online, but I'll see you in July.
Awesome. It's going to be great. And Jen, get a little excited, girl. All right. Well, thank you guys so much. That really, if you thought you should go to events and be part of events before that, now you should really think that, because they are so powerful, so important. And, you know, this will be my, I'm not sure, 17th or 18th national convention. And I've never missed one of them, and I never will, because they really change. They're life-changing. They really give you everything and see that global picture, but then you can kind of dive down into areas that you really want to learn more about. So can't wait to see all of you guys. All right, I'd like to move on and talk a little bit about our next call, our field-led call, and I have Integrated Presidential Director Pat Schatzline. Pat, how are you this evening?
Dr. A, I'm doing so good. You know, I so appreciate this call. I got so fired up listening to Marcus and Jen, and I'm going like, let's go to convention right now. You know, exactly. Dr. A, it's when we come together in these events, honestly, I Karen and I say it was our first event we showed up at. It went from being literally a hobby, just changing lives, to it became our future. It became our goal. So guys, we're going to talk even more about that on the next call. But the next call, Dr. A, we're going to be talking about growing you and your business through adversity. You know, one of my favorite quotes, and it's from somebody you know pretty good, Dr. A, discomfort is the price of a meaningful life. You wrote about that in Element 24, of becoming a more of a conscious leader. And over the next few minutes, when we move into this next call, listen, no matter what you're walking through, no matter what has come at you, maybe somebody canceled the premiere, maybe, you know, you're having coaches that are muting you or quieting you or ghosting you or whatever it is, I want to encourage you, because the next call is going to be all about how to take your leadership to the next level, how to walk through no matter what it is and say, you know what, this is my moment to arrive and rise up and go to that next level. So I want to fire everybody up, tell you, be on that call. I'm bringing on some very special people. Some incredible coaches are joining me. In fact, one who shouldn't even be with us anymore has decided to join me tonight for a few minutes. And Dr. A, you know who I'm talking about, my brother Scott. He's going to jump on and we're going to hear his story when you really walked with him, Dr. A. But, you know, I just want to encourage everybody, this is a moment to become that selfless self that Dr. A talks about in Element 24 of the life book, and realizing that moment where your actualized self begins to shift and begin to change. And this is our moment, guys, to be leaders. So I can't wait. Y'all need to jump on that next call with us. Thanks, Dr.
Awesome, Dad. Thank you. And that's a pleasant surprise to hear about your bro. Awesome. All right. Well, last but not least, I'd like to bring on Integrated Presidential Director Jenny Dystra. How are you tonight, Jen?
I'm doing great, Dr. A. Thank you. And I'm really excited, number one, for convention. I can't wait for convention. That is where the magic happens. But I'm really, really excited about Wednesday night's call. I'm going to be leading the call, and I'm going to be with Jennifer Chrisman, who is the Director of Clinical Nutrition. And we're going to go over Element 9 in the life book and learn all about the science of fuelings. So I'm super, super excited about that. You don't want to miss that call. And also I'm going to be hosting the trilogy part of the session. And I have two amazing coaches that are going to share their experience with our program. And they're just incredible. It's going to be Amber and Shane Prosser and also Becky Beatty. So I'm really super excited.
Great, Jenny. Thank you so much. And so we have a great call coming up. You have a couple minutes. We're going to finish up a little early tonight, which is awesome, and give us the opportunity to switch over and learn more about dealing with adversity through our lives and how we build our business. So with that, I want to thank everybody for your contribution, and let's go out and get the world healthy. God bless, guys. Good night.
At Optavia, our mission is to offer the world lifelong transformation, one healthy habit at a time. The previous audio contained the personal testimonials of independent coaches and clients within the Optavia community. Their results are based on the unique experiences of their journey. We cannot guarantee like or similar outcomes. We hope these stories inspire you to continue your journey with or join Optavia, but please note that they have not been verified and your individual path to optimal health will vary. As always, it is our recommendation that you speak with a healthcare provider prior to beginning your journey with Optavia. Additionally, this audio may have contained income or earnings representations of some independent Optavia coaches. The stories shared reflect the unique experience of a very small percentage of OPTAVIA coaches and should not be relied upon by prospective or current OPTAVIA coaches as an indication of what they should expect to earn. We cannot guarantee financial success. Success with OPTAVIA results from successful sales efforts which require hard work, diligence, skill, persistence, competence, and leadership. Please see the OPTAVIA income disclosure statement for statistics on actual earnings of coaches.